What do you feel when you think about the first day of school? Are you happy and excited with an optimistic look on the year? Or are you terrified and nervous with a ball of anxiety setting up shop in the pit of your stomach? For Joe Schaefer, they experienced all the emotions when they walked through the doors on their first day of school. Joe originally recorded the following essay about 6 years ago when they were a high school junior at Madison West. We're revisiting this story because it's been turned into an animation, and it'll air on the season premiere of Wisconsin Public Television's Wisconsin Life this week. Here's Joe.
The first day of school. Lockers will slam and bells will ring. Pencils will be sharpened and chairs will creak. You will see more people in one place than you have in months. If you're like me, you'll be nervous. I'll be a junior at West High in Madison this year. I've never been a very confident person, and the first day of school terrifies me. It's not just the return of homework and tests. The first day of school means relating to all your classmates. When you pass the 10 or so people who you actually know, you say hi. For the other 2,990, you stare straight ahead. You endure the feeling that for the past 3 months, everyone was having more fun than you. Meanwhile, you watched all 9 seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond. You shake it off and go to your first class. Now comes the worst part of all. The thing you've been dreading all summer. Name games. The rules may vary, but the concept remains the same. Tell us about yourself. Let us get to know you. Expose yourself to judgment from your peers. The risk of humiliation is tremendous. Okay, class, the teacher says. Can you name 3 facts about yourself? Never has there been a more loaded question. They're not just asking for 3 facts. They're asking you to sum yourself up. Your heart is palpitating. You're sweating profusely. Why did you wear boots on the first day? It's still summer, but you just had to have that extra inch of height. You cleared 6 feet, but good God, at what cost? Now there's just one more kid away from your turn. The guy in the polo shirt is talking about how his uncle owns a farm. You're jealous. That's not really such a bad fact. Can you top it? Humor might be your best option, but then again, a joke is risky. What if no one laughs? Now the kid in the polo shirt has only one more fact to go. Turns out he's passionate about dirt bikes. Why aren't you passionate about anything? He works in a joke and it gets a chuckle. At this point, you would give your soul for a chuckle. Finally, it's your turn. There's a pause. Everyone's looking at you. The kid in the polo shirt seems so happy he survived. And then, a gift from the gods. The sweetest sound known to man. The clear, bright ring of the bell. Class is over. You pack up and meet your friends for lunch. You marvel at your good luck. Maybe this year won't be so bad after all.
That piece was written by Joe Schaefer, a former Madison resident who shared their first day of school jitters back when they were a high school junior. Joe now lives in New York City and works as a filmmaker and musician. Joe's essay was turned into an animation, which you can see on the season premiere of Wisconsin Public Television's Wisconsin Life this week. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.